Hi everyone. Well, this is the last week of the vocabulary development course, so I'd just like to wrap up a few remaining points and suggest where you can go from here. First though, one final vocabulary learning technique. Okay, well, looking at the words you've entered in the vocabulary list, and if you haven't been doing that, take a look at it now because there's a great list of more than 200 words there. I'm not surprised to see that very many of them are words with Latin and Greek origins. Modern English, of course, is a mixture of many different language influences over time. The oldest words in English are from Old English. That's a language which is closely related to modern German, somewhat related to German. But from about the 11th century onwards, there was a heavy influence from French, and consequently from Latin. There had been Latin influence before that, but most of the Latin words come in with the French after 1066. And especially in fields such as government and anything to do with power. So government, later the universities, and finally, of course, science and academia. So a lot of Latin and French vocabulary entered the language in these areas. Greek was an important cultural and linguistic influence on Latin, French, and English, and so it too can be found in many English words. You'll see a lot of that, especially if you're in the field of medicine. There are some examples of this Latin, Greek, and French source of vocabulary on your screen. So whereas the word cow, it's not Old English, it's derived from an Old English word. The word beef is from French, and the explanation there is rather interesting. Remember that it was the French who had the power and the money, so they were the ones who could afford to eat beef. It was the English peasants who were keeping the cows. Some other examples, the word think is a very old rooted word, old word from the Old English root, whereas consider is a word that's come from Latin via French. Similarly, do, another Old English word, compare that with perform, or writing, write is from an Old English root, versus rhetoric, which comes from the Greek. You should be able to see that the older vocabulary stock tend to be the somewhat simpler, shorter, and typically more conversational words, whereas the Latin, Greek, and French rooted words, those are the ones where the ones that you'll see in writing and certainly in academic English. So today, the language of academic writing in particular is heavily influenced by Latin and to a slightly lesser extent Greek. And some knowledge of this can help you decode new words and also use a wider range of vocabulary. Now, a feature of Latin and Greek vocabulary is that it is built out of stems or roots with prefixes and suffixes. What this means is that you can take a long word and divide it into smaller pieces in order to figure out some of its meaning. Now, this is possible to an extent with some of the older English words, but the method is less reliable. So if we take a word like transportation, for example, the root or the stem is port, which is from the Latin word to carry. The prefix, which is the bit that sticks at the beginning, pre, is trans, meaning across, and the suffix here is ation, and that turns the verb transport into a noun, transportation. Okay, suffixes are particles that stick onto the end of a word. So the middle part of the word holds its main meaning. Prefixes tend to modify the meaning, and suffixes tend to change the grammar of a word. And I can give you some other examples of words with this same stem. So deport, carry away, that's the D. Import, export, bring in and out, in and ex. Important, that means weighty, something which carries weight, which brings something in with it. And my favourite one here, insupportable. Okay, the in means not, sup means up. Able means you can, in this case you can't, it means something you cannot lift up, unbearable. Okay, so this can really help you as you expand vocabulary, especially in this written academic mode. Here are a few more common roots and affixes. An affix is the general word for a prefix or a suffix. Re meaning again, replay, review. co-con or col, you'll sometimes see, cooperate, co-author, collaborate is another example. If you're in medicine, you should be familiar with the itis ending. It means inflammation or infection, so arthritis, bronchitis, rhinitis, and so on. Dict is from the root, Latin root, to say, so we get contradict, to say against or argue against someone. Predict, to say before, so to say something before it happens. Cycle or cyclo, this is Greek, meaning circular, so we get cycle, cyclical, that's a useful adjective, cyclone, goes round and round. Press, the root there for push, as in pressure, depression, you feel you're pressed down. A is a Greek prefix meaning not, so atypical is not typical. Atonal is music that doesn't have traditional tone, traditional melody. Dis, sometimes spelled with an I, is used, and this is a Greek one again, for things that are bad. So disaster, disorder, dysfunctional. That's fairly productive, that's a useful one. Well, for more exercises and practice, I've posted a worksheet on Blackboard along with the answers, and I recommend you read through that and try the exercises, and you'll discover a lot more prefixes and roots and suffixes there. If you would like to know more about the roots of English, I'd recommend the first site in particular, WordInfo. It's full of information. It's really a great website. You can find the history, what we call the etymology of any word in English, in the Oxford English Dictionary. That's the website, and if you go there from a UNC network computer, you have full access to the site. Click the little etymology tab if you want to look into that in more detail. And there are other links to other sites with more practice and examples of Latin and Greek roots and affixes on the blog, on the vocabulary page. And all those links are on Blackboard under both This Week and External Links. Well, for those of you who've been participating in building the class vocabulary list, first of all, thank you. It's a great list, over 200 words. You're welcome to keep using it online, keep adding to the words, look at the words. It won't go away. I'll check it every now and then. However, you can also download it to your computer and play with it there. The menu is shown on your screen there. Please don't change the online version except to add words. But on your own copy, you can filter it by name so you can see only your own words, or by field so that you can see all the words in your subject area or other related areas. And don't forget, I have added some comments in the usage notes column in red there to help you understand and use the words better. Once you have the list, you can learn them by making flashcards, speaking them aloud, writing sentences, and above all, using them in your research writing and presentations. I hope this continues to be helpful for you. The Blackboard site should remain available through the summer. It'll probably be deleted in the fall. So do copy any information you want to keep, including links to the videos and course documents. Most of the videos are on the Writing Center's ESL videos page, but a couple of them are not publicly available like this one. So copy down the links and you'll be able to watch them again. Okay. And that is it for this online vocabulary development course. I hope you've enjoyed it and that you feel you now have some tools to increase your academic vocabulary. Remember that vocabulary development is a lifelong project for everyone, native and non-native speakers alike. But if you work at it steadily, I'm sure you will see a lot of improvement. If you would please take a moment to complete a short evaluation of this course, the vocabulary course, there's a link under the video of my head. The one on the PowerPoint slide isn't clickable, of course. And you can also find it on the front page of the Blackboard site all this week. And if you would just do that, we'd like to hear what your feedback is so we know whether to continue it in the future. There's also links to the Writing Center's ESL pages where you'll be able to get more information about other courses, tutoring and writing groups in the fall, and also our blog ESL on the Hill where there are links and answers to some interesting grammar and vocabulary questions that have been coming up. As many of you should have heard by now, I am leaving UNC at the end of this semester, and I'll be moving to the University of Delaware. But you can keep in touch with me, and of course, post your language questions on my blog, and I've given you the website for that. Do check it out. I'd love to keep in touch, and I would like to wish you all the very best of luck with your studies and research. It's been a pleasure working with you in this unusual online environment, and I hope everything works out well for you in the future. So from me, Bye-bye.